friends. Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Rebecca, and I know that your English will improve today. Yesterday, we started learning about Argentina. We learned that Argentina means land of silver. We also learned that football, also known as soccer, is Argentina's most popular sport. Well, today we are going to continue this lesson called Argentina, a Land of Extremes. Today, our lesson will take us to Iguazu Falls. And after we visit those falls, we are going to visit the Andes. We are definitely in for a treat. Well, friends, open up your magazines and let's begin.
Argentina, a land of extremes. Iguazu Falls. Argentina's breathtaking Iguazu Falls has been described as unlike any other waterfall on Earth. It is nearly twice as tall and three times as wide as the famous Niagara Falls. Iguazu Falls, which means big water, is made up of around 275 waterfalls. Every second, an average of 1,500 cubic meters of water roars and tumbles downward. The falls reach heights of 80 meters and widths of 3 kilometers. This natural wonder, located between Argentina and Brazil, draws more than 1 million visitors each year.
Hi, welcome to Language Lab. 今天第一个重点我们看 breathtaking 这个形容词。Breath 是指呼吸，所以 breathtaking 是指令人屏息的、壮观的或者是令人惊艳的。例如 ,we were amazed by the breathtaking view of the Grand Canyon. 我们被大峡谷令人屏息的美景给震撼了。或者是 the actor's performance in the play was breathtaking. 这位演员在舞台剧中的表演令人惊艳。接下来我们看的是 tumble 这个动词。tumble 在这里是指水冲刷或者是滚滚流过。例如 ,we try to hold on to our raft in the tumbling stream. 我们在翻滚的溪流上试着抓住我们的船。tumble 也指跌倒或滚落而下。例如 ,the little girl who tumbled down the stairs was seriously injured. 这个从楼梯上滚落的小女孩受伤得很严重。tumble 也可以指暴跌。例如 ,the company's stock price tumbled after the CEO resigned. 这家公司的执行长辞职之后股价暴跌。
It's so cool to go to the Iguazu Falls, wouldn't it, Rebecca?
I agree with you. I would love to go to the Iguazu Falls. Actually, in general, Gabe, I really like waterfalls. I think they're so beautiful to look at.
They really are. I really have... I have a favorite waterfall, actually, in Taipei that I love to go to, but it is nothing compared to Iguazu Falls, I am sure. Rebecca, have you ever been to any famous waterfalls?
I'm glad that you asked, Gabe, because I have actually been to the Niagara Falls.
No way!
I have, really.
You went to Niagara Falls?
Yeah, I did. I went to the American side. Well, I didn't actually make it to the Canadian side.
I went to the Canadian side of
really?
Niagara Falls.
But not the American side,
and
right?
And I gotta tell you, Rebecca, people who have been to both the American side and the Canadian side, they say the Canadian side looks cooler.
well, that's great, Dave.
So it looks like you have to make another trip to Niagara Falls and go to the Canadian side.
You know, I just might do that. But right now... I think we should talk about the Iguazu Falls, because that is what our lesson is all about.
Well, you're right.
At least this part of our lesson.
Yes, the Iguazu Falls. We read Argentina's breathtaking Iguazu Falls has been described as unlike any other waterfall on Earth. And friends, yes, you just saw that beautiful picture of Iguazu Falls. It looks quite different from Niagara Falls or Victoria Falls. There's nothing quite like it. It is unlike any other waterfall on Earth.
And our lesson says, it is nearly twice as tall and three times as wide as the famous Niagara Falls. So although, Gabe, you've been to the Canadian side of the Niagara Falls, I don't think that compares to the Iguazu Falls.
Well, I loved Niagara Falls, as I'm sure you did.
Well, yes, of course.
But I think we both need to take a trip to the Iguazu Falls as well. We read on here, Iguazu Falls, which means big water, what an appropriate name, is made up of around 275 waterfalls. Wow, that's a lot of water.
Right. No wonder it's called big water. So it's not just one waterfall, but rather 275 waterfalls. Remarkable. Well, we read, every second, an average of 1,500 cubic meters of water roars and tumbles downward. That is remarkable.
Rebecca, that sounds a little bit scary.
Well, it does sound scary, but cool at the same time.
Cool and scary and really loud and amazing and, as you said, remarkable. Well, Rebecca, you just used that word downward. The water tumbles downward, of course, because that's what water does with a waterfall. But what are some other related words? What if something is going up?
Oh, Gabe, that's a good point. That would just be upward. So if something is kind of heading upward, well, going up, we would say that it's going upward.
And, of course, there are other words that also use the letters W-A-R-D, right?
Mm-hmm.
What if you are walking in the direction ahead of you, Rebecca? What is that called?
Oh, I know. It's called forward.
Oh,
right
bingo.
Now, you are walking forward.
You're right. And what about right now, Rebecca?
Mm-hmm. We call that backward.
Oh, yeah.
So we have downward, upward, forward,
and
backward. There we go. Those are four very useful words for you all to know and use.
Oh, and also, just another little thing here about these words. In the United States, we would say these words just as you see them. Downward, upward, forward, and backward. But if you go to Great Britain, you might hear people add an S to these words. It's a little more common there. Upwards, downwards, forwards, and backwards.
Exactly. Well, continuing on, we read, the falls reach heights of 80 meters and widths of 3 kilometers. This natural wonder, located between Argentina and Brazil, draws more than 1 million visitors each year. Let's go back and talk about this word. Natural wonder. What's this all about, Gabe?
All right, well, this is just one of many natural wonders in the world. Another one is, of course, the Grand Canyon. Actually, people have made a list of the 7 natural wonders of the world, and Grand Canyon is on that list.
And another one that is on the list is the Great Barrier Reef. I've not yet been, but I would love to go. Do you have another one that you'd like to share with us, Gabe?
Okay, well, of course, the Great Barrier Reef is beautiful. I've been there. Another one is, Mount Everest. Would you like to climb Mount Everest, Rebecca?
I'm not sure I would be capable of climbing it at this point, but I do like waterfalls. Speaking of waterfalls, what is the difference between waterfall and falls?
Oh, Steve and Ken have something they would like to share about this very important topic. So let's join them in the Info Cloud.
Today, let's take a look at two words that refer to the same thing, waterfall and falls. Now, is there a difference between them, you might ask?
Well, generally, a descent of water from a high place is referred to as a waterfall. You will come to a waterfall at the end of the trail. But when a waterfall has a name, the word falls is usually used in the name. Niagara Falls, Yosemite Falls, Angel Falls are just some of the world's famous waterfalls.
That's right. We don't say the Niagara Waterfalls, right? Waterfall is usually used as a generic term. Now, we should note that the noun falls can be singular or plural. So we can either say a falls or many falls. But we should never say a fall.
And what about the verb, you might ask? Should we use a singular or plural verb with falls? Well, this would depend on how falls is used. Niagara Falls is a singular entity and a proper noun, so we should use a singular verb. Niagara Falls is a famous waterfall.
But you might use a plural verb if a place has water coming down from more than one place. For example, falls are formed when a river or stream flows over a cliff.
瀑布在英文可以用 waterfall 或 falls 来表示，两个字差别在于 waterfall 一般用来泛指瀑布。You will come to a waterfall at the end of the trail. 在步道的终点你会来到一个瀑布。Falls 常常用于瀑布的名称，像尼加拉瀑布就叫做 Niagara Falls 而不是 Niagara Waterfall。另外要注意 falls 一定要加 s， 不管你是指一个或多个瀑布，所以一座瀑布是 a falls， 不能说 a fall。还有就是瀑布的动词，如果要修饰一个专有名词，像 Niagara Falls 或 Victoria Falls， 那就要用单数动词，比如说 Victoria Falls is the largest waterfall in Africa， 维多利亚瀑布是非洲最大的瀑布。其他的时候 falls 可以用复数动词， The falls were almost dry when we were there. 这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次一关键。
Hello everyone, welcome back to Studio Classroom.Where we are talking about Argentina. Friends, would you like to go to the Iguazu Falls? 275 waterfalls are at this amazing natural wonder. But what about the Andes Mountains? Do you know anything about the Andes Mountains? Well, friends, we better get started with our second reading so we can learn more about this mountain range.
Argentina, a land of extremes. The Andes. Considered the longest mountain range in the world, the Andes stretch almost 7,242 kilometers. The range runs through Venezuela, Colombia, Ecuador, Peru, Bolivia, Chile, and Argentina. In fact, the Andes form most of Argentina's western edge. The mountain range boasts South America's highest peak, Mount Aconcagua, located in Argentina. At 6,962 meters high, the peak is often referred to as the Roof of the Americas.
OK， 继续我们看 peak 这个名词， peak 是指山峰或山顶，例如 the mountaineers reached the peak at noon， 这些登山客在中午的时候到达山顶，或者是 the peak of Mount Fuji is covered with snow all year round， 富士山的山顶周年都被白雪覆盖。 peak 也指高峰或者是鼎盛时期，例如 the movie star announced his retirement at the peak of his career，这位电影明星在事业巅峰的时候宣布退休。最后我们看 refer 这个动词， refer 在这里是指称为，注意它的过去式过去分词和现在分词都要重复字尾的 r 再加上 ed 或 ing， 如果要称某个事物为某种名称的话，是用 refer to something as something 这个句型，例如 Sam often refers to his lake cabin as his havenSam 常常称呼他的湖畔小屋为他的避难所。Refer 也指提及或谈到， 例如 the writer referred to her tragic childhood in her autobiography. 这位作者在自传中提及自己悲惨的童年。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you so much, Michelle. Okay, let's learn about the longest mountain range in the world, the Andes Mountains. Rebecca?
Yes?
Have you been there before?
Have I been to the Andes Mountains before?
Mm-hmm.
No, I haven't.
Hmm.
Have you?
Neither have I.
Okay, great, great. We're both on the same page. We have not been to the Andes Mountains.
Yeah.
But...
we would love to go.
We would, and we'd love to learn about the Andes Mountains right now.
Well, and you know what's really cool?
Yeah.
It's considered the longest mountain range in the world. The Andes stretches almost 7,242 kilometers, which is really long. Now, if you want to know some of the other long mountain ranges, there is one in Africa called the Great Escarpment. In the United States, the Rocky Mountains are also a really long mountain range.
Hey, I've been to the Rocky Mountains.
Yes, so have I, Rebecca.
Great. We've both been to the Rocky Mountains, and we
not
have
yet,
not been
Andes.
To the Andes. That's wonderful. Okay, so what else can we learn about the Andes? Well, of course, we see that the Andes stretch almost 7,242 kilometers. The range runs through Venezuela, Colombia, Ecuador, Peru, Bolivia, Chile, and Argentina.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Stop there, Rebecca.
Yes, yes,
you're talking Kate. About a lot of countries.
Oh, I know, I am.
Oh, but that's how many countries the Andes runs through. So we see that phrase, to run through. We can use this phrase when talking about mountain ranges,
mm-hmm.
or rivers.
Yes.
Something runs through something else. Can you use this phrase in another way?
It kind of reminds me of the river in America, the Mississippi River, which is the second longest river in the United States. And this river runs through 10 different states.
Very good.
Did you know that?
I knew it ran through a lot of states. That's true. That reminds me of the Rocky Mountains we were just talking about. It runs through America and even up into Canada. Okay, well, let's continue here learning about the Andes. In fact, the Andes form most of Argentina's western edge. Now, let's go down to the bottom here. We're learning about a peak in the Andes Mountains, and it's referred to as the Roof of the Americas. Referred to as, what does that mean?
Well, I believe that's just another way of saying it's called, or it's another way, another word that we use to describe something, or we call something else.
For example, we just learned about South by Southwest.
Mm-hmm.
Austin, Texas is referred to as the live music capital of the world. That's its nickname.
Exactly. Or you could say California is often referred to as the Golden State.
Good. So if something has a nickname, then you could say this thing is referred to as that. This mountain is referred to as the Roof of the Americas. Well, I'm excited, friends. It's time for an SC Challenge.
Yes!
All right, for today's SC Challenge, we're in a cool coffee shop called Suo Ying Wen Chuang here in Dazhi, Taipei. So, I have two awesome players with me today. What is your name?
Andy.
Andy and?
Michael.
Michael, awesome. Are you guys excited about the SC Challenge?
Yes!
Yes!
Okay, good. All right, so you see the words over there. Those are the words you can choose from. Breathtaking, tumbles, peak, referred. All right, here are the sentences. When you know the correct answer, raise your hand as fast as possible. Here we go. I hear that Bali, Indonesia, has some blank beaches. Raise your hand if you know the answer. Blank beaches in Indonesia are very blank. Yes, Andy.
Breathtaking.
Let's see. I hear that Bali has some breathtaking beaches. You're right.
Yeah!
Exactly. Nice job. Hey, it's not over. It's not over, Michael. It's not over. Okay. We go. Here's another one. The city of Hsinchu is often blank to as the windy city. The city of Hsinchu. Yes, Michael.
Referred.
Let's see. Okay.
Referred.
Good. Let's see. The city of Hsinchu is often referred to as the windy city. Yes! That's it.
Yeah.
All right. Very good. But it's not over. One more.
Okay.
One more. Here we go. Ben and Sally hiked to the highest blank in the national park. They hike to the highest blank, maybe on top of a mountain. What? Yes, Andy.
Peak.
Huh?
Peak.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Let me see. Ben and Sally hike to the highest peak in the national park. Very good job, Andy.
Thank you.
That's right. Hey, Michael. That's okay. Good job. You know what? You guys did such a great job. Do we have a prize for our winner today, Rebecca?
Oh, thank you.
Hey, Andy, you get a nice pink owl.
Yeah. So good. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Get a notebook? Awesome. Thank you guys so much for joining us. Friends, we'll see you next time for the SE Challenge. Goodbye.
Yay!
Wow. This waterfall is breathtaking.
You're right about that. It's unlike any other waterfall on Earth.
Is it bigger than Niagara Falls?
Oh, yeah. It's nearly twice as tall and three times as wide as Niagara Falls.
What is this falls called?
This is Iguazu Falls. It means big water.
Really big water.
Every second, an average of 1,500 cubic meters of water roars and tumbles downward.
That's extreme!
It's a natural wonder. Another wonder in Argentina is the Andes mountain range.
What's so amazing about the Andes?
The Andes mountains are considered the longest mountain range in the world. The mountains actually run through 7 countries.
Oh, that's a lot of mountains.
You're right about that. And the highest peak is located in...
Argentina!
That's correct. The highest mountain peak in South America. It's often referred to as the Roof of the Americas.
Wow! The biggest waterfall and the longest mountain range?
Yes, this truly is the land of extremes.
Yeah, you're right about that.
That was such a great skit.
Okay, friends. Rebecca and I, neither of us have been to the Iguazu Falls nor the Andes Mountains.
But we've been to the Rocky Mountains.
Yes, we'd love to go to Argentina. And there's more to learn about Argentina next time on
Studio Classroom.
We'll see
you then.
Bye-bye.